Chapter 10. Special Driving Situations. Night Driving. Driving at night is more difficult and hazardous than daytime driving. The distance you can see to the front is limited by light provided by the headlights. Here are some things that will help when driving at night. Use high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. Dim the high beams for approaching traffic. If a vehicle comes toward you with their high beams on, look toward the right side of the road to keep from being distracted or momentarily blinded by their headlights. Use low beams when following another vehicle. In fog, rain, or snow, use low beams. Light from high beams may cause glare and make it more difficult to see ahead. Some vehicles have fog lights that can be used in fog, snow, or rain. Avoid looking directly into any oncoming headlights. Keep your eyes searching the road in front of the vehicle. Try to search well ahead of the headlight beams, looking for dark shapes on the roadway. Glance occasionally to the right and left to determine the location of the edge of the pavement and hazards that may come from the sides. Do not wear sunglasses or colored lenses when driving at night or on an overcast day. Tinted or colored lenses reduce vision. Increase the following distance by adding at least one additional second for night driving conditions and at least two additional seconds for driving on unfamiliar roadways at night. Work zones. A work zone is an area where roadwork takes place and may involve lane closures, detours, and moving equipment. Work zones have become increasingly dangerous places for both workers and drivers. Approximately 40,000 people per year are injured as a result of motor vehicle crashes in work zones. When approaching a work zone, watch for signs, cones, barrels, large vehicles, and workers. Work zone signs have an orange background and black letters or symbols. Always reduce your speed in a work zone, even if there are no workers present. The narrower lanes and rough pavement can create a hazardous condition. Speed limits may be reduced in work zones for the safety of the traveling public and workers. Pay attention to the speed limits shown in work zones. Fines for speeding in a work zone may be doubled. In addition to the standard signs in work zones, there may be digital signs and messages displayed to drivers. These may warn of changing conditions ahead or what to look out for, such as slow or stopped traffic ahead. Some of the new technologies with these can detect traffic speeds and send a message to digital signs alerting drivers of any situations ahead. It is important to pay attention to all types of signs and messages in work zones. As a driver in a work zone, reduce your speed and increase the following distance. Watch the traffic around you and be prepared to stop. Use extreme caution when driving through a work zone at night, whether workers are present or not. Adjust lane position to allow space for workers and construction vehicles. Observe the posted work zone signs until you see end road work. Expect delays, plan for them, and leave early to reach the destination on time. When you can, use alternate routes and avoid work zones. Winter driving safety tips. Each year, numerous snowstorms drop several inches of snow in South Dakota. Winter driving calls for special precautions. First is worst. In the first storm of the season, most drivers have forgotten their safe winter driving skills. They'll drive too fast and try to stop too quickly. Go slowly. Increase following distances. Drive defensively. Relearn your skills. Go slowly. Drive well below the posted speed limit. Posted limits are intended for summer months on dry pavement. Avoid sudden, sharp turns. Use light braking by gently pumping the brakes. Plan ahead. Plan on trips taking extra time. Leave earlier. Consider an alternate route. Stay home if conditions are too bad. Use your head, use your feet. Never use cruise control on slippery roads. Lighten up. Turn on the headlights. To prevent glare, avoid using high beams during a night storm. Wear your seatbelt. Give snowplows room. Snowplows are wide. They often need to operate very close to the center line. Sometimes they throw up clouds of snow, which affects vision. Slow down and give them as much room as possible. On roads with a posted speed limit of 35 miles per hour or more, the law requires drivers to stay at least 200 feet behind a snowplow when its red or amber lights are on. Pay attention to closed roads. If traveling on a closed road and you get stuck, emergency services may not be able to reach you immediately, especially in a snowstorm. Not only will they have a hard time getting to you, but you could also be given a ticket and be held accountable for any costs related to rescuing yourself, any passengers, or the vehicle. Rural road driving. Driving on rural highways can be dangerous. Stay alert, watch for warning signs, and obey the speed limit. Some road conditions and driving hazards are unique to rural roads. It is important to understand the different road conditions that you may experience on rural roads. Gravel or dirt. Traction can be reduced on gravel or dirt roads. Reduce your speed and increase the following distance. Also, realize you may skid when trying to stop the vehicle. Narrow roads. Rural roads are generally narrower and may have ditches or drop-offs instead of shoulders. Reduce speed, center the vehicle in the lane, and watch for oncoming traffic that may attempt to share the lane. Narrow and single-lane bridges. Look for warning signs identifying narrow or single-lane bridges. Take turns crossing the bridge. Generally, the first driver to the bridge has the right of way. Open bridge gratings or steel bridges. These can reduce traction. Reduce speed and increase the following distance. Also, maintain a firm grip on the steering wheel. Areas of reduced vision. Blind corners created by wooded areas, crops growing in fields, and steep hills can limit how far you can see. In areas with reduced vision, always reduce speed and be prepared to stop. Uncontrolled intersections. Some intersections on rural roads are not controlled by yield or stop signs. These intersections can be very dangerous if you do not approach them with caution. When approaching an uncontrolled rural intersection, slow down and be prepared to stop for crossing or oncoming traffic.